Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years. She gets to know you. She gets to know you.
Take a bow, fellas, there. Kentucky Woman, the Neil Diamond classic that they heavy metal size just a little bit there. WRCO's Those Were the Days on a Saturday night. Remember the Motels with Martha Davis?
The loneliest smile we smile without any style. We kiss all together.
It's like I told you, only the lonely.
I remember that one gently coming out of the TV speaker in 1982 on MTV, pretty much round the clock. That was a big record, no doubt about it. Those were the days on WRCO Saturday night with some music, conversation, stories, and songs tonight. Here are the Monkees.
Hey, hey, Mercy Woman plays a song and no one listens. I need you by falling again. Play the drum a little louder. Tell me I can live louder if I only listen to the band. Listen to the band. Weren't they good that made me happy? I think I can make it alone. Oh, mercy, woman plays a song and no one listens. I need you. Tell them they can live without her if they only listen to the band. Listen to the band. Now weren't they good? They made me happy. I think I can make it alone. Oh, a woman plays a song and no one listens. I need help. I'm falling again. Tell us we can live without her now that we have listened to the band. The band.
Those were the days, taking you back in time tonight on a Saturday night here on FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app. Well, 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 looks like your water's gone dry again, huh?
Aw, shucks. This old pump's been sputtering around like a mule stuck in mud.
Sounds like you need Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Whether it's a pesky pump or a dry well, their team has over 50 years of hands-on experience. They'll have your water flowing faster than a rainstorm in July.
Well, that's a relief. I can finally stop taking bucket baths.
Ooh, that's good. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, servicing residential, agricultural, and commercial systems 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call 649-4488.
Yeehaw! That's my kind of service.
Hi, this is Garrett with Vitestech Power Sports in Richland Center. Our Kawasaki Fall Open House is September 30th to October 4th, and savings are going to be wild. We made a special buy on over 100 2024 and 2025 Kawasaki vehicles, like the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge HVAC, and we are passing the savings on to you. With some of the lowest prices in the country, these vehicles are sure to fly off the showroom floor. Hurry into our Kawasaki Fall Open House September 30th to October 4th at Vitestech Power Sports, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Vitestech.com.
Vitestech Power Sports.
We plan for many things. Plans can change. We know that better than ever today. Benjamin Franklin once said, "By failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail." Hi, I'm Eric Mindum of Mindum Wealth Advisory, and I can help you prepare for financial freedom and independence. Isn't that what we want to think about when we think about our retirement or any aspect of life? Let me and my team at Mindum Wealth Advisory, located inside the Richland County Bank, help you get started today.
Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial. LPL, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Are you tired of repairs on your old laundry set? Let us upgrade you to a new Speed Queen set at Town & Country TV & Appliance. built tough with legendary laundry performance, warranty, and made in Wisconsin. Stop by our showrooms in Richland Center or Reedsburg today. Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
You hear the music you want to hear on WRCO Richland Center.
When all is said and done, radio's number one.
And we thank you.
Tonight's stories and songs from our archives of interviews. Recently, one of our listeners commented on a clip that we played from an interview with Randy Bachman. And this one goes back to the early 2000s. But Randy was great to tell us a bunch of stories about the songs that were on. And I just said, well, you know what? There's a lot of great information here about the career of Randy Bachman in the Guess Who and in Bachman Turner Overdrive. And this interview has never aired in its entirety ever. So it's great to be able to play it for you, replay it for you, and share with you the history of the Guess Who and Bachman Turner Overdrive. For the Guess Who, it began in Canada, and basically they were a cover band to start, as Randy remembered.
Well, at the time we weren't writing our original material. We had just started. We were all teenagers in the band. And a friend of the band, you know, in England, actually a cousin, at the end of the year would send us all of her old 45s because she didn't want them anymore. And for us, they were incredible because we never got them here. And she sent us a hit that was by Johnny Kidd and the Pirates in 1961 in England. It went to number one. And so we thought, well, if we record this, this was already proven and a number one hit in England, let's put it out in Canada. And so we put it out in Canada, and our name at that time was Chad Allen and the Expressions. And the label said, you have a terrible name, and we don't even want to use it on the record, but we love this song, Shake All Over. We're going to put the word, the title, Guess Who on it, so people will guess who you are. And before we knew it, it was a hit song, and people were calling us Guess Who.
Well, guess who? And shaking all over as we remember our visit with Randy Bachman.
When Bert and Cummings joined the group, did you begin writing songs together right away?
We did, but they were kind of as bad as anyone else out there who starts to write songs. They're all I Love You, The Sky is Blue, Why Aren't You True, you know, the same kind of... And then you kind of... you have to write maybe 40 or 50 of those and then come back to them later and go, wow, those are... You have to yourself say, wow, those are terrible. And then you have to study the great writers of the day. And at the time, you know, we studied Lennon and McCartney and Jagger and Richards and Bacharach and David, and kids today would study, you know, conversely, they would study Sheryl Crow, do you know what I mean, and other great... Yeah. Writers like that, or, you know, Rob Thomas from, you know, Matchbox, and you study the current writers, and what is it about their songs that glue together and get played on the radio and make people want to buy it and sing along? So you just kind of got to study. It's just like painting.
When you hear a song that you wrote, like There's No Getting Away From You or It's My Pride, are you happy with it now, or, I mean, are you critical of yourself?
I'm critical of the lyrics. I always was very good at music. I started playing when I was 5 years of age, playing violin, and switched to guitar when I was 15. So I know my musical end is really together. Some of the lyrics, and There's No Getting Away with You from You, and It's My Pride. If I could just change one or two words, even going back to Taking Care of Business, I wrote it without knowing that it was going to be a big hit. And the second verse always bugs me, the lyrics, there's work easy as fishing, you could be a musician. And I always wished I could change it to be, if you pass the audition, you could be a musician. You know, just to make a little bit more sense. But sometimes it's the trite, nonsensical stuff that people like, you know, like Louie Louie, Oh Baby, We Gotta Go, you know.
Sure. But, I mean, like, for instance, Taking Care of Business, I mean, that's so ingrained in our brains now, it's hard to imagine it any other way.
Yes, I know. I tried to rewrite it and played it for someone, and they said, it's not bad, but it's not the original. So you don't go change it. I know that many guys feel that way when their song's out, and they look at it later, and suddenly they get a new rhyming dictionary, and they go, oh, why did they make those two words rhyme? They're terrible. I'd love to put this in. It's too late.
Yeah, right. I mean, does the same go with guitar riffs? I mean, you've got some that are just part of us, like No Time. I mean, how long did it take to get that riff right?
Like I said, my riffs come pretty easy. I'm kind of a riff meister kind of guy. When I go to write a song with someone, like writing in Nashville or London or L.A., I bring chord progressions like Let It Ride, things like that, and riffs like Taking Care of Business and American Woman and things like that.
American woman, mama, let me be.
Number one music from 1970, The Guess Who and American Woman, as we profile Guess Who and BTO with Randy Bachman.
American Woman, was it true that that was more or less originally an ad-lib song to start?
It was. We were playing a long gig in Canada, you know, a dance, a three-hour dance where people in the States loved us. Well, you'd know this, you're in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, you bet.
Well, they would know about playing in a hockey rink.
Oh, sure.
I talked to people in Florida and L.A. They can't fathom this. It's a gig in February. You go, it's a hockey rink. They lay plywood, sheets of plywood on the floor and put up a stage, and kids dance on the plywood that's on the ice. And basically, your feet get cold after a few hours. So we're playing this three-hour dance, and I broke a string. So Burton Cummings went to the mic and said, we're going to take a break and, you know, dance. Go ahead and dance. They would play records on a little record player. And I just put this broken string back on my guitar and tuned it up and started to play that riff to American Woman. And basically, you know, motioned with my head for the other guys in the band to get on stage, because I knew this was a memorable riff, and I didn't want to forget it. In those days, did not have a tape recorder or anything. There was no cassettes in those days.
Right.
And just got them on stage to play this over and over and over and over so I wouldn't forget this riff. And after it was just basically an instrumental. We jammed it for 5 or 8 or 10 minutes, and Burton played a piano solo, then I did a guitar solo, then he did a flute solo and harmonica solo, and I did the guitar solo, and we were running out. I just yelled at him, sing something. And he said, what do I sing? What is this? And I said, sing anything. And the first words out of his mouth were, American Woman, Stay Away From Me. And he sang that 4 times. We soloed. He sang it 4 times again. The song was over. The next night, we jammed the song up again, got it up to, you know, groove. And he added a few more lines, I don't need your war machines and ghetto scenes. And we'd been touring the States in the late 60s, and it was kind of depressing. It was the Vietnam War, and they were drafting all the young men. It was kind of an anti-war sentiment that came out in that song.
Undone, still one of my favorites. Was there a jazz influence in that song?
Yeah, thank you. I wrote that song myself, and earlier on in my guitar learning years, I was fortunate enough to hang out with a guy who was kind of a great country picker who was switching to jazz, and his name was Lenny Bro. And he's since been, you know, he's passed away, but I release his records on my website, and he taught me all about jazz. And I wrote this song, and I went to Burton Cummings and said, listen to this. You know, I'm just going, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It had no lyrics or anything, or no idea, but great chords and a great melody. And Burton said, well, that's so jazzy, I can't think of a thing. I can't think of any words to fit that. And I was listening to the radio one day, and on came a song called Ballad in Plain D, and it was by Bob Dylan. And it had about 30 verses, and it was so long and so boring, I was about to lean over, and, you know, early Dylan was just, I was about to turn it off, and just as I reached for the dial to turn off the radio, he said, she's come undone. And I did. I grabbed the dial, turned the radio off. I went, she's come undone. Gee, that fits that. Da-da. And I ran next door and played it for Burton Cummings. He said, wow, congratulations. You've written a great song by yourself. I can't add anything to this.
Hmm.
And it was kind of a cool song. It was unlike anything else at the time. It was jazzy, but it was like sung by a pop singer. Like Burton Cummings is one of the great rock pop singers. And it was a big hit for us, and it still stands out today.
Come undone. She didn't know what she was headed for. And when I found what she was headed for, it was too late. She's come undone. She found a mountain that was far too high. And when she found out she couldn't fly, it was too late. It's too late. She's gone too far, she's lost the sun. She's come undone. She wanted truth, but all she got was lies. Came the time to realize. Too many mountains,
across the sun. She's come undone. Da 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 da. Found what she was headed for. It was too late. She's come undone. She thought the mountain was far too high, and when she found out she couldn't fly. Mama, it was too late. It's too late. She's gone too far. She's lost the sun.
This is Those Were the Days on WRCO Saturday night.
Hey, it's Tony with Town Taxi. You know, there's nearly 100 taxi rides given at Richland Center every day, and almost 80% of those are senior or disabled residents of our beloved community trying to live their best life and paying out of pocket for transportation, and many insurances don't cover it. That's why we created the Town Taxi Free Ride Fund, offering free local healthcare transportation to those in need and allowing them the freedom to spend their own money on more enjoyable things like the hair salon, attending local events, or even just a shopping trip. At Town Taxi, we go the extra mile for a smile, serving Richland Center and all its surrounding communities. Call today to see how you or your organization can help at 647-3114. Town Taxi. Shop local. Ride local.
Drinking water safety is in the news. Contaminants like lead, arsenic, and nitrates can get into your home's water supply. But those with a Culligan drinking water system don't have to worry. Culligan's reverse osmosis filtration removes up to 99% of harmful contaminants and filters up to 30 gallons per day to handle a family's needs. A pitcher filter can't. Get a Culligan drinking water system installed and get peace of mind for pennies a day. Contaminants may not be in your water. Call Culligan of Southwest Wisconsin for a water test today.
Mastodon Records is a great place to find all of the music that you once owned. If you don't have a turntable, they can hook you up. If you don't see it, they can order new and older titles for you. Craig has vinyl in all price ranges. Mastodon Records would love to meet you. Stop by Saturday morning for Vinyl Record True Confessions. If you're interested in an all-vinyl dance, ask about it when you stop into Okooch Books and Libations, the home of Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center. Hey, that's my Montavani record. Hey, I saw it first. Give it back.
Are you ready for a fresh new look or a little well-deserved pampering? Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations are here to make it happen. Whether you're after the latest hair trends or a relaxing nail service, their talented stylists deliver expert care and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. At Inspired Innovations, it's not just about beauty, it's about the experience. For the look of your dreams, call 583-0077. Visit them in the log building at the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway Double J in Gotham.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Tonight on Those Were the Days, we are playing for the first time ever our entire interview with Randy Bachman about Guess Who Days and also about BTO.
Growing up in Winnipeg, Manitoba, that's pretty much, you know, the top of the Great Plains. And the music we first heard was, you know, country music on the radio, and then it switched to rockabilly and then rock and roll. So the early, you know, I've got to say Johnny Cash, the first country influence that we do, and then Elvis was like, there's this pocket there where, like in Winnipeg, we first heard Johnny Cash, then right after that it was Elvis, then Jerry Lee Lewis, and it's such a mixture of Well, it wasn't really rock and roll yet. It was like wild, crazy country music, and nobody knew what to call it. And then before we knew it, it was called rockabilly, and then it was called rock and roll.
Sure. Well, you joined up and formed Brave Belt. I guess timing is everything, and maybe timing wasn't quite right for that group. Was that the case?
No, that was kind of after the Guess Who for me, and I didn't want to compete with the Guess Who, and I didn't want to do, you know, quote, pop music. And so I hung out with my buddy Neil Young quite a bit at that time. He was between bands. He was, you know, Buffalo Springfield had broken up. And he was doing, like, country rock stuff. And I thought, wow, I know how to do this. I love this stuff. So I did this album, Brave Belt, and played it for Neil. And he said, go see my friend at Mo Austin at Reprise Records. And I went down there. Mo Austin signed us. And we put out these two country rock albums. But the timing was off. We were a little bit too early before Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And we were just after Poco. And nobody wanted to hear our stuff. And when we played live, nobody would go for it. And we started to play heavier and heavier and heavier, and suddenly the music took a transformation, and we got a new record deal, and they said, you need a new name. You can't be called Brave Belt. It doesn't mean anything to anyone. Put your name, Bachman, in it, and so people will recognize it. And I said, well, there's three Bachmans and a Turner. Let's just call ourselves Bachman Turner. And we'd go out and do gigs, and people thought we were like Brewer and Shipley or Seals and Crofts, which was 70s folk acts with two guitars and a mandolin, and they thought we were playing folk music, and we were playing this heavy rock. So the label said, you need something heavy in your name to show that you're playing this, you know, wall-shattering, fall-down-wall music. And we saw a Trucker's magazine called Overdrive. So I called them the next day and said, how about Bachman, because there's three Bachmans, and how about Turner and Overdrive? Bachman, Turner, Overdrive. Isn't that a strong name? He said, yeah, it's strong, but it's so long, nobody will remember it. Why don't you just use BTO? And I said, well, we'll do both. And so we became Bachman, Turner, Overdrive, and the symbol was BTO inside of an Overdrive gear.
Come on.
think my all-time favorite album is BTO2. I mean, are you proud of that one?
Yes, I like that one a lot. That was that had some magic in it because BTO1 was the era of the early 70s, and we didn't want to do any, quote, singles. If you remember back, Led Zeppelin would never put out a single because they were, quote, an album band.
Right.
And the Grateful Dead would never put out a single. And so we put out BTO1 that didn't really have a song that lent itself to top 40 radio airplay. And the head of our label came and said, you know, this album went gold, and it's really great. You've got a really good fan base and good FM radio. It's time to go to top 40. Let's get some icing on your cake here. And you know how to write hit songs. You wrote enough in the Guess Who, so give me some hit songs. So I wrote Let It Ride with Fred Turner, and then out of that album also came Taking Care of Business, which was another magical song for us, and it still is, you know, an anthem today.
I can remember hearing Let It Ride for the first time on American radio. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I almost remember the first time I heard any one of those songs. Just, you know, we're driving along after a gig in from Chicago to Madison or something like that. And to hear your song on the radio, it likens to the 60s when we were on tour, and they would say ahead of time, on the hour at 3 o'clock, we're going to play the new Beatles single. And we'd be driving along, and literally at 3 o'clock, we'd pull over to the side of the road and crank the radio and listen to the new Beatles single. I mean, it was that momentous in our lives. Right. And it was the same thing driving along, hearing our own song played for the first time. We literally would, you can't drive and listen at the same time. I mean, you're just so excited and screaming and yelling. You pull the car over to the side and roll down the windows and scream, it's us, it's me, it's us. You know, it's a great feeling.
from Bachman Turner Overdrive 2 and a great tune called Let It Ride. First time that we heard of that group in America, at least for me anyway, and they went on to have lots more hits over about a 2 or 2.5 year span here in America. We'll have more remembrances from those for the days coming up. We hope you're enjoying the sweet treats on Saturday night on the radio. When you're in Boscobel, stop by Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, located at 1100 Elm Street. From great eats to catering services, they've got something for everyone. On behalf of the Starlight 14 Drive-In, we would like to thank everybody who came out to watch the movies last week. This week's showing of the Starlight, Grease, followed by Spinal Tap 2. Moving indoors at Center Cinema, showing this weekend Downtown Abbey with Sunday movies at 1 and 4, and Gabby's Dollhouse showing Sunday at 1:30 and 4:30. For the complete movie schedule, you can always go to richlandmovies.com.
Are you tired of repairs on your old laundry set? Let us upgrade you to a new Speed Queen set at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Built tough with legendary laundry performance, warranty, and made in Wisconsin. Stop by our showroom from Richland Center or Reedsburg today. Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Heads up, Watoma. The tops are dropping, engines are rumbling, and your uncle just tried to trade his lawnmower for a 75 Vet. It's vintage. We're convertibles and classics, and we've officially landed in Watoma. From American classics to stylish convertibles, if it's cool, we probably have it. So swing by Convertibles and Classics at W7720 State Road 21 next to the Culver's in Watoma, because life's too short to drive a boring car.
Tonight we are resurrecting an interview with Randy Bachman that I did some years ago. During the time I had a chance to chat with him about probably his best known song called Taking Care of Business.
Well, I wrote that way back in 1967 after I heard Paperback Writer.
Really?
Yes. I mean, to hear, you know, sir or madam, won't you read my book? Took a year to write. Won't you take a look? What great, great lyrics. What a great thing to write a song about, a guy who writes books, you know. And I wanted to write a song like that. And we had been in New York, and our engineer had to commute every day. And every morning he would take the 8:15 into the city. We'd start at 10 recording in New York. And so I wrote these lyrics, but I called the song White Collar Worker. Because it was about a guy coming in on the train. It was about all the other white-collar workers, which you see in the movies. The wife drives them to the train station, you know, with a station wagon. The kids are in the back. The dog's in the back. She drops the guy at the train station. He takes the 8:15 into the city. She takes the kids to school. She goes shopping. She goes home. You know, that whole movie scenario. So I wrote those lyrics about getting up in the morning, taking the 8:15 to the city. And when I got to my hook, we stopped. The music stopped, and we all said, white collar worker, just like Paperback Writer. And I played it for Burton and the guys in the Guess Who, and they gagged. They said, what a rip off of Paperback Writer. This doesn't work. And so we never did the song. And fast forward about 3 years, I'm in BTO. We're playing a club. Fred Turner, who was mainly our lead singer, lost his voice and came to me and said, you have to sing the last set. And it's a Saturday night, and everybody wants to rock, and it's a rock and roll club. And I didn't really sing at that time. I had only sang like harmony, like in songs like No Time and the Guess, and I didn't really sing lead. And so I went and I said, okay, let's do Oyo Como Va, the Santana song. And I could sing Neil Young stuff or Bob Dylan because they don't have a great voice, and I don't have a great voice. So I did Down by the River and a Bob Dylan song, and everyone was yelling for rock and roll. And out of desperation, I turned around and said to the band, here, play these three chords over and over, and I'm going to do this song. And they said, what song are you doing? And I said, just follow me. And going to the gig that night, I heard a DJ on the radio say, this is Daryl B. on C. Fox Radio, and we're taking care of business. And he played, Listen to the Music by the Doobie Brothers. And I thought, taking care of business is really a great song, a great title for a song. And so that night I took my lyrics from White Collar Worker, which was a kind of a copy of Paperback Writer. I started the song on stage, and when I got to the part where we normally stopped and did White Collar Worker, I just kept the song going and did Taking Care of Business. And the next time we got to the chorus, the band sang it with me. They were so excited. And the crowd was singing it. And when they sang it, I answered them. Every day, taking care of business, every way, taking care of business. It's all mine, taking care of business and working overtime. And I got these goosebumps on stage and thought, this is a moment like when I wrote American Woman on stage from that riff. This God is giving me these, the angels of songs are dropping these lyrics and riffs in my lap, and what a great feeling this is. And we went to record the song 2 weeks later, and I wrote up the lyrics for Turner, who was basically our lead singer. And he said, I don't want to sing this song. I thought, oh, don't tell me he doesn't like it either. He said, no, I want you to sing it. You sang it really good on stage the last two Saturday nights, so why don't you sing it? It'll give me a rest on stage, and I won't lose my voice. So I went and sang it in the studio. Like, it's a first take. The guitar's out of tune. I had a cold. It's just one of those songs that we threw on an album, thought it would be an album cut, and then, bam, it was a single. And you know what it is today?
Unreal.
We were recording Taking Care of Business in Seattle. Now, you know BTO was two guitars, bass, and drums.
Sure.
Late one night, as we were listening to the last playback, there was a knock on the studio door, and this was in Seattle. Steve Miller was down the hall recording his Fly Like an Eagle album, and War was down in the other studio recording their Why Can't We Be Friends album. There's a knock at the door, and I open it up, and there's a guy standing there with three pizzas. And he says, did you order pizza? And we say, no, it's probably down the hall. Go knock on that door. Steve Miller's in there, and Jerry Goldsmith from War's in that one. Go and ask for them. So he disappears, and he comes. There's a knock at the door again 3 or 4 minutes later, and he's standing there. I said, did you get the pizza down there? And he said, yeah, I dropped off the pizza. But I've been listening to this song through the door, this Taking Care of Business song. It sounds like you could really use a piano. And I said, well, none of us can play piano, and we're going home for the night. It's 2 in the morning. He said, I can play piano. I can play piano. Will you give me a break? Let me have a shot. And I thought, are you kidding? And then my conscience said, who are you to not give a guy his shot, give him his chance? So I said, okay, pizza guy, you have one chance. The mic, we opened the piano, threw in a mic. We played it through once. He said, what do you want me to play like? I said, well, Dr. John, Little Richard, Elton John, this kind of thing. So he played like them all. So part of the song, the piano style changes throughout the song. He did this one take and went home, and I was going to wipe it out the next day. The head of our record label came, and he wanted to hear, I told you earlier, he asked me to write some singles. So he came in, I played him Let It Ride. He said, fabulous, you're just going to take out that middle part, that's a great top 40 song. Do you have anything else? I said, no, one top 40 song's enough. Everything else is a long 4.5 minute song. And the engineer said, play him Taking Care of Business. And so I said, okay. So he played that, and it got his interest a little bit. And then the engineer slid up the slider that had the volume control that had the piano on. And the head of our record label leaped in the air, and he said, wow, BTO is a piano. That's incredible. You sound great. That's real top 40 radio. Who played the piano? And I said, I don't know, a pizza guy. And he said, you don't know a pizza guy? Well, you got to find out who he is. So I literally had to go to the Yellow Pages. Because when I went down to Steve Miller, I said, where'd you order pizza from? He said, we order from a different place every night. We have no idea who we ordered from like 2 days ago. So I got the secretary at the studio to start in the A's, and I started in the M's, and we were each walking through the alphabet through all the pizza places saying, do you have a pizza guy that's about 6'6", that has a big beard and hair and wears army clothes and looks like Fidel Castro? And finally, I got a guy in the W's, and they said, oh, yeah, he's a piano player, and he's a musician, and he only delivers pizza near the end of the month when he can't pay his rent. So I said, can you tell me his name? They said, no. I said, well, if I order pizza, will he bring it? They said, yes. I said, okay, send me a pizza. He walked in 45 minutes later, and I said, we need to know your name. We're keeping the piano on the record, and the record label guy thinks it's going to be a hit. What's your name? And he said, my name's Norman Durkee. And I said, are you in the union? He said, no. I said, great, we'll join you in the union. We'll pay you double scale. We'll give you a credit on the record. And this was his big break. He went on to become Bette Midler's music director, and now he's the rehearsal pianist for the L.A. Symphony.
Unreal. I don't know if that would ever happen today, you know?
Well, it's just one of those things that I always think, what would Taking Care of Business have been without the piano? What if this guy had not knocked on the door and said, give me my break. I want to play piano on this. Yeah, and if I would have said, yeah, let's put a great piano, and I would have made him do a perfect piano part, rather than that, his piano comes and goes and fills the holes, and it's a little, you can hear it's a little like Dr. John, and then it's a little like Little Richard, and it switches styles, and it kind of makes the song breathe, and it kind of gets louder and softer, and it just kind of makes it an organic kind of song, and it's really cool what happened. It's just, like again, I said, it's like fate coming in, and Our Lady Luck knocking on the door saying, you know, here's a chance.
Thank you.
Bachman Turner Overdrive, our profile of Randy Bachman continues. The words of Randy during this feature on WRCO's Those Were the Days.
You guys did use Little Richard on Take It Like a Man, didn't you?
We did. That was a great experience.
Yeah.